This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty on listener-supported Michigan Radio, and this is our fall fun drive. Well, this was the day Governor Rick Snyder had to decide whether to either sign or veto a bill that would mandate all sales of vehicles in Michigan had to be through franchised dealers, seen as a direct shot at Tesla Motors, which wants to sell its electric cars directly to consumers. Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Samilton is here, and the verdict from Lansing is?
He signed the bill. We heard just a few minutes ago that he has signed the bill. General Motors urged him to do it. Tesla suppliers in Michigan urged him not to, but he says it really doesn't change the law. He says it was already illegal to sell cars directly as a manufacturer in
but
Michigan.
But tell us a little, Tracy, how much of a threat is Tesla to Michigan dealers and the big three? Are they so fragile that they're afraid of a company that offers one model?
That is a great question. I think they see it as the foot in the door, that eventually if one car company can break the mode of selling cars, eventually, maybe General Motors, Ford, Toyota would want to do the same thing. But as you put it, this is a very small company right now, and it has one car that it's selling.
And I'm a driver. I want to drive a vehicle that is safe, that has the best innovations, and competition makes that happen. Isn't competition good for the consumer?
Well, the auto dealers say that the system that we have now provides for a lot of competition. You don't like what you have at your local dealership. You don't like the price they're giving you. Well, you go to the next town. So that would be their argument, that we do have competition.
How did the auto franchise system even start in the first place?
Well, it happened over many, many years. In the beginning, there were all sorts of ways you could buy a car. You could buy it directly from the manufacturer. You could get it from a wholesaler. You could get it from a retailer. The wholesaler could sell it to the retailer and then to you. And eventually, as the industry became more cyclical, more complex, more volatile, the dealer franchise system basically sort of won out as the relationship between the dealers and the automakers became solidified and they really became very interdependent. So they ended up really needing each other to make it through the hard times. And then, of course, the laws have followed suit. And now we have laws that protect the dealership franchise system.
So what now for Tesla?
Probably a lawsuit. They are suing in several other states. They're losing in some states like Texas. They have won in other states like Massachusetts. And we may see them filing suit here as well.
It is an interesting story how this even came to become part of House Bill 5606.
Yeah, originally it was just a bill that would prohibit the manufacturers from telling the dealers you can't charge this kind of fee because people don't like these title fees that some of the dealers charge. And then at the last minute on October 2nd, the language that would sort of make it even harder for Tesla to make a legal case for selling their cars directly was slipped in. And this bill just sailed right through without any discussion of the language.
Well, there was even some sense we heard from some Democrats after we didn't know that's what was in there.
They did not know. No, they did not know.
So why was that? You just kind of have to stop and go, wait a minute, don't you want to pay attention to what it is you're reading?
Well, I have heard this is not the end of the story. Mr. Elon Musk, the head of Tesla, is complaining about this, the lack of transparency. And I think this issue is going to come back up.
Michigan Radio's auto reporter, Tracy Samilton. Thanks, Tracy.
Sure thing.
You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty, and this is the second to last day of the Fall Fund Drive. Every day at Stateside, we work very hard to make sure we're bringing you stories and insights about the big news stories that face our state. A lot of decisions happen every day at the state capitol, in our school systems, in our cities and towns, decisions that deeply affect our lives. Stateside's a place to talk about what's happening and make sense of it. But the reports, the analysis, and these conversations cost money to bring to you. Stateside, just like all the shows on Michigan Radio, is funded with listener dollars. Over 60% of Michigan Radio's funding comes from listeners, people like you who recognize the value this station plays in our community. Today, we're asking you to step forward and do your part to keep this show and this station strong. Make a gift of $5, $10, maybe even $50 a month. Call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. And here's Zoe Clark to tell you more about the fall membership drive.